AP Radio News. I'm Ross Simpson. How long are the U.S. and five other world powers willing to wait to reach an agreement for a limitation of Iran's nuclear capability? Well, that was the unanswered question tonight in Switzerland as a midnight deadline was extended. Before he turned in for the night, Iran's foreign minister spoke of some progress.
I hope that we can finalize the work on Wednesday and hopefully start the process of drafting tomorrow.
AP correspondent George Yon reports there are still obstacles in the way.
The idea will be to get some kind of understanding is what it's being called right now. The name basically tells you that it's found to be fairly lacking in substance.
An historic election is over in Nigeria. AP correspondent Michelle Fall reports the incumbent president has been replaced by a 72-year-old former military dictator.
It started off becoming clearer and clearer that President Goodluck Jonathan had been defeated by General Muhammadu Buhari.
This will be the first time in Nigeria's history that an opposition party has democratically taken control of the country from the ruling party. Everest College graduate Pamela Hunt and other students who are refusing to pay back their student loans as part of a debt strike met today in Washington with federal officials to request that their financial burdens be eased.
As far as canceling the debt, I didn't really get that feeling, but they heard us.
Police say a man has been found dead at the Hollywood Hills home of Getty Oil Fortune heir Andrew Getty, but they haven't confirmed that it's him. Another Tuskegee Airman has died. Leslie Williams died in California Monday at the age of 95 of natural causes. This is AP Radio News. Religious freedom bills are under attack in Arkansas and Indiana. State Representative Bob Ballinger in Little Rock says controversy over his bill is being overblown.
You know, it's a law that's already in place in more than half the states. The federal government already has a strict scrutiny standard. The reality is what we're doing here is really not all that remarkable. I do understand that it's kind of taken on a life of its own.
Harley Mayall, a member of the Arkansas State University Gay Straight Alliance, told KAIT, gays shouldn't force merchants to violate their religious beliefs.
If you are a gay and lesbian couple, then if somebody doesn't want to make your cake, don't force them. There are plenty of people out there that will love to have your money.
Indiana Governor Mike Pence wants a bill on his desk by the end of the week to clarify that the state's new Religious Freedom Act does not allow for discrimination. I'm Ross Simpson, AP Radio News.